With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So I was thinking this yesterday as I was keeping up with the NBA. I was not watching the NBA award show yesterday, but I had my eye to it because I was very curious. So Giannis Antetokounmpo, who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, he won NBA MVP. And it got me thinking about the NFL MVP and Patrick Mahomes. If you watch the NBA or at least follow it casually, I think many people have known that Giannis had the ability to win MVP at like age 21.
Yeah.
Like when you watched his ability, you watched how long he is, you look at the players who he compared to, the things he could do defensively. I think a lot of people looked at Giannis and thought one day he could be the best basketball player in the world. Now, I don't think he's there yet. I think that Kawhi Leonard is currently the best basketball player in the world. But given the fact that he's 24 and just won MVP, man, Giannis can do this for a really long time. And it got me thinking about his game. There's still another ceiling for Giannis. Like, he can get 5% better. He can get 10% better. He can be a better shooter. He can be a better defensive player. He can handle big situations better. Then it got me thinking about Patrick Mahomes and how much we talk about ceiling with Mahomes and throwing for 5,000 yards last season and throwing for 50 touchdowns. There is another ceiling to Mahomes. I know maybe from a number standpoint it doesn't appear that way, but the same way that Giannis can continue to get better at 24 years old and no one thinks that he has peaked as a basketball player, I mean, I look at Mahomes as being the exact same way. Last year, maybe from a numbers perspective, was the best that Mahomes can be. But, man, I am terrified to see what Mahomes looks like at 25, at 26, at 27, when he has a greater understanding of the game, when he has more reps. It's going to be a scary proposition for the rest of the NFL.
That was year number one for Patrick Mahomes. That's his first full opportunity, and all he did was throw for 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, win league MVP. So for those people that don't think that he can get better, what are you talking about? Almost every quarterback gets better as their career goes along. Now, I agree with you, C-Dot. Statistically, he might not have another season. In fact, I would venture to say he's probably not ever going to have another season where he throws for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. That might have been his apex, but he's going to become much better. Statistically, I think the numbers will go down this year because the defense is going to be better, but I think Pat is still going to be a much improved football player in his first, I should say, second full season.
Whatever the 5 or 10% is better for Patrick Mahomes, whether it's reading defenses, whether it's not throwing across his body, whether it's making better decisions on a couple of the interceptions, whatever the ceiling is for Mahomes, I think all of us can agree that he has another one. It's funny when you bring up the numbers a little bit, because I want to play this audio for you. This was Eric Bieniemy. This audio is courtesy of NFL Network. You and I have had a lot of conversation on if we think Mahomes can throw for 5,000 yards again and 50 touchdowns. This would be the argument I think you could make for Mahomes having a better number and stat season than he had this past season.
And people are going to say, can he do more than he did last year? Can he?
I'm going to say this. Last year was unbelievable. Okay, it was a great year. I think when it's all said and done with, regardless of the numbers, at the end of the day, each and every team, the goal is to win the Super Bowl. So I think, if anything, if we win the Super Bowl, that will say a lot.
So this is my argument for why I think the numbers can be a little bit better than they were last season, or why I think the argument can be made. Andy Reid is still in place. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is still in place. From the last time that we all saw the Kansas City Chiefs play on offense, 9 of those players are returning. The only players that you lost are Mitch Morse, who was hurt 82% of the time, give or take 5%. And Chris Conley, whose best season was less than 600 yards receiving. If you're telling me an offense that went down as the 4th best offense in the history of the NFL can return 9 of 11 offensive starters, and you replace Chris Conley with a 2nd-round draft pick in Mecole Hardman, that kind of continuity, keeping all those pieces in place, would certainly be the argument for this Chiefs offense being better this upcoming season than they were last year, which seems like a really hard proposition.
But their defense is going to be better, so their offense isn't going to have to be as good. Wouldn't you say most of the reason that the Chiefs went 12-4 last year and the biggest reason why Pat threw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards was because he had to? I mean, the Chiefs had a game where they scored 40 points and lost. Hell, the Chiefs had a game where they scored 50 points and lost. I don't think they're going to find themselves in those situations this year. So while Pat might be better, I certainly expect his numbers to go down because they're not going to need to be as good.
Yeah, no, they're not going to need to have pedal to the metal and be as aggressive offensively as they were last season. I was just thinking about the continuity, and I remember having this conversation with J.C. Pearson, who played in the NFL, and he told me that the biggest jump a player takes is from his first year to his second year. After playing that first year, after having an offseason to watch your own film and see, that's when you develop the most. I mean, the biggest jump we could see from Mahomes in a personal on a personal level could be, this is what I did wrong in the first half against the Patriots the last two times. This is what I did wrong in the first half against the Broncos. These are the mistakes that I made. And Andy Reid, instead of seeing Alex Smith's mistakes, seeing your own mistakes and having the ability to watch that film, scout, and improve, and knowing the things that, hey, I did this last season really well when it worked. These were the things I need to work on. The biggest improvement we could see from Patrick Mahomes from a year-to-year basis could be from what he did last season, now finally having a full year of experience, knowing what that grind's like, knowing what you need to do physically, mentally to get your body ready to play at the highest level, and now having a second chance to come back and do it with almost the exact same team.
I think Pat's going to be judged on how much better does he make the players around him. Because last year, Travis Kelce had a career year, but he was already a damn good football player. Last year, Tyreek Hill had a career year, with 1,300 and change receiving yards, but he was already a top 10 wide receiver. What happens this year when you don't have Kareem Hunt? What happens this year when you don't have Tyreek Hill? Can he make average players significantly better? Can you make Sammy Watkins a 1,200-yard wide receiver? Can you make a rookie in Mecole Hardman an 800, 900-yard reception type of guy? That's how I think we're going to find out how much better Pat was. That, and how many more games does he win this year? Not during the regular season. I think we would all take the repeat of 12 wins, home field advantage at Arrowhead Stadium, but in the playoffs. How much further does he take this team this year than he did this season?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.